This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Ali Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Cable channel TNT has some of the best dramatic programming on television. Saving Grace, Law and Order, Cold Case, and cable television's most popular series, The Closer. But watch out, TNT. Bob and Tom are coming after you. Tune in to the new BNT Network.
Oh, no.
BNT is the only place to catch the debut episode of Greg Warren's hot new show.
Thank you. Good night.
So, hi. I'm a really big fan, and I just wanted to introduce myself.
Oh, boy. Oh, cool. How you doing? I'm Greg.
So, you must get lonely on the road.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
I get lonely, too. Oh. I was thinking we could help each other keep from being lonely tonight.
Okay.
So
I'll go first. What I like doing a lot of time when I get lonely is journaling. I'll just pull out a pen and a notebook and just write. Just whatever's on your head, just keep writing.
Okay.
Don't evaluate what you're put it on the page. Sometimes if it's 3, 4, 10 pages, eventually you'll just start feeling it. I use it for jokes sometimes. I don't know, you could use it for something. I'm sure there's something you want to
do. Whatever, freak.
Where are you going?
Hey.
You forgot to give me yours. You know, to make me not lonely. Hello?
Greg Warren is the uncloser.
Oh.
And it's a done deal.
Oh.
Only Greg can make it undone. He takes the O's out of smooth and makes it smooth.
So, this is my hotel room. You said you wanted to see it.
Oh.
There it is.
Very nice. Maybe we should put on a little music to, you know, set the mood.
I'll do you one better. I'll play you some music. Check this out.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It's the entertainer. You never saw The Sting? Where are you going? I got other songs. Here, do you like Christopher Cross? You know it's crazy.
Oh, my God.
The Uncloser.
Oh.
Greg Warren is a good-looking single comic, traveling from town to town and meeting lots of beautiful women. And scoring with none.
Oh.
All to the disgust of his trusty sidekick, Chick McGee.
I don't know what it is, Chick. Girls just aren't interested in me.
What are you talking about? I saw you leave here with two totally hot chicks last night right after the show.
Perfect example. We're done with the show. They want me to give them a ride back to their apartment. So I do. And...
Greg. Thanks for giving Heather and me a ride back to our apartment.
Yeah, we've probably had a little too much to drink.
Besides, we wanted to show you our king-size bed.
Oh.
And listen, we were thinking it's just about bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Will you look at me carrying on and you girls are trying to get a little shut-eye?
Wow.
Mr. Can't Take a Hint.
No,
it's already past midnight. I'll just let myself out. No, don't get up. You girls are in your underwear. I'll see you later. CJ, I got no luck with the ladies.
You idiot. You blew it. You totally blew it. Those girls wanted to have a threesome.
I don't think so, chick. For one thing, there weren't even three of them.
You moron.
Greg Warren is sleeping in a different bed every night. Alone. He's the uncloser. BNT. We know drama. And we also know that Greg Warren ain't getting laid.
Damn it.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's our entire week seems like it points toward this one event. That's right.
Sexy time.
Sexy time.
With Allie Breen.
Yay,
Joe. There she is.
Allie. Oh, with her Christmas tree.
Very festive.
Yeah, I have it on.
It's nice. Oh, it's like a fig.
Thank you.
It's a faux fig or what?
Faux ficus?
It is a faux fig.
Yeah.
I think it's fig. I think Chick nailed it.
Yeah, huh. Something like that.
It begins with an F, so either one of you might be right. I'm not really sure.
Fig or ficus?
Fern.
Fig or ficus.
A faux
fig.
You guys are more brave than I am.
Wow. Okay, let's get right to it.
Trees.
Allie Breen is a stand-up comedian, and she is also the host of Sexy Time with Allie Breen, which is a good thing since that's what the show's called. And Allie receives letters from you out there about your love troubles. We like to help. You can reach her at Allibreen on the various social media platforms that you prefer. And Allie, what's our first letter?
Dear Allie, my in-laws always give us a gift that includes them, like a vacation where they go on it too, or other events that involve all of us. It ends up costing a ton of extra money, and it makes our vacation time need to be spent with them. How can I tell them to stop?
Boy, how selfish of them to buy you a wonderful vacation or take you to these terrific events.
Well,
what terrible people.
Wait a second.
No, they're saying it costs them money.
I'm confused. Yeah. Why does it cost them money?
It doesn't. What that person means is it just costs a lot more money than if they just gave it to them. They're still not paying.
Oh, I see.
Well, or it could mean, because if you get someone like the plane tickets in the room, they still have to pay for food and taxis and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they'd have to anyway.
Unless it's fully covered.
Well, maybe when you get to, how about this?
Maybe she doesn't like vacationing with her in-laws.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, when you get to the destination, just ditch them.
Not a great person.
No, she's a spoiled brat.
This is everything will be fine. If you get along with your in-laws, it'll be fine. There's nothing they can do to please you.
Lady. Every trip, though. That would be annoying.
Yeah, but you're going where they want to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to some fairly nice places, I would assume.
Yeah.
Okay. But all your dinners are with them and all your, I don't know, I can see how this would be annoying, I think.
She's just
you could bratty.
Just suck it up and then just try to peel off some days where you're not with them, hopefully. And you can,
We've tried that and it just doesn't matter.
Well, then tell your husband to be a man and stand
up
for you.
Pretend you're sick and get room service.
Gosh, that's hard. I don't know. I'm grateful for a vacation, but you don't want to be stuck with them like all the time.
It'd be really loud sexual activity right next door to them.
That works.
Hey, Dad,
that'll
you hear us?
That's right. That'll be the last vacation.
Yeah.
Or you hear your parents. That's even worse.
Oh,
is there vacation too?
Yeah.
Would you rather hear your parents or your in-laws?
In-laws.
In-laws, for
in-laws.
Sure.
Did you ever catch your mom and dad doing it?
My own mom and dad. I love hearing my own mom and dad.
I think we've absolutely failed. So far, we've failed. Let's move on. Next letter, please.
What?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend's mom and I went to lunch together because it's been getting pretty serious, and she told me he wants to propose.
Scissor time.
I was thrilled, but then she asked me a ton of questions about our sex life, telling me how important sex was to him. I'm totally creeped out. Oh, I don't know what to do. Should I tell him? That is super creepy.
That is weird.
Maybe I misunderstood the relationship. But these two people.
It's her boyfriend's mom.
I did understand.
This is weird. Then she starts talking about how sex is so important to her son.
How would she know that?
And asking questions about it. That's a little. That's odd.
Yeah.
What does this lady need to know, though? What is she asking our advice for?
I think to make sure that she's going to be able to satisfy her son if they can.
No, but I mean, the question from the letter writer is, do I tell my boyfriend that this incident occurred? Your mom was talking all about your sex life.
I don't see why not. Why not talk to him about it?
Maybe she should do this. I'm sure they were eating at a really fancy restaurant, and when that guy comes up and he goes, Would you like some fresh ground pepper? You should say, oh, that pepper shaker reminds me of your son's unit.
I don't twist it like that, but it is.
I could think of a few things to do with that pepper
this
shaker.
This is unbelievably creepy.
Yeah.
I think you have to tell him and then.
Yeah, just go, hey, what's the deal with your mom? She was asking a lot of questions about us and our love life.
Yeah, and how does she know all these facts? And how does she know about, those two freckles?
And the pepper shaker looked like, can you...
do you think your son... Is it possible that her son put her up to it?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Hey, listen, I need you to get some information from Roger.
And before
can you imagine that? I mean, that's an open relationship with your mom.
No joke.
Yeah, a little too.
Maybe she just says, like, look, this was really important in my relationship, and so make sure you keep it fresh. Something like that. It's what she should have done instead of saying, my boy just loves, you know, hand stuff. So make sure you work that in.
The more intimate the details become, the more unpleasant.
All right.
Yeah, I think he needs... Wait a minute. She needs to mention something to him.
She does need to say something.
Mom to back off.
Hey.
He likes a lot of talk. You need to keep talking.
Wow, that's really creepy. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is reachable once again at Allibreen with your love troubles. What have we got?
Dear Allie, my best friend's husband is very touchy-feely with me. I'm scared to say anything because he's never actually made a move, but I just feel like he keeps trying to put it out there in case I want to act on it.
That's right.
If I call him out, I'm sure he'll say I'm reading into things and I'm acting crazy. What should I do?
I'm just a loving guy, man. Come on.
There are just some flirty people out there. He probably means nothing by it.
Is there anything wrong with... A woman, what happened to the days where a woman would turn around and smack the guy?
I mean,
you have every right to. Hey, hands off, dude.
Well, yeah, you could do that. Maybe you like it deep down.
But then she's right. If she smacked him, he would be like, "You're acting crazy. I hug everybody."
That's fine.
You know?
So let him.
At least he won't do it with you anymore.
Like, hey, I'm ticklish. Stop touching me there. Like, please. You know? Ugh.
Or just yell loudly, stop touching me there. That's enough to make him stop.
You're right. Yeah. That would be, yeah.
Stop touching me
there. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to hit him, of course, but you can, hey, dude, why are you touching me all the time? People will take notice.
Yeah. And then they'll watch him moving forward.
You're suggesting that she say it out loud in a public place?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like at a party or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go, hey, quit clutching on me.
Clutching? I think that's a good word.
It would have to be done in kind of a humorous way, or it would be.
Well, then this guy's, look, we're dudes, we're morons. He won't get the hint unless it's serious.
Yeah, he needs to get the message.
I think it's flirting back. You're right. Yeah. He will. If
hey, Roger, if I want to go to third base with you, we'll go to a Yankee game, okay? Sorry.
That's not bad.
Turn around, smack him, and yell, Masher.
Ooh.
Oh, like Ruth Buzzy.
Masher.
You gotta hit him with your purse.
Is that word ever used at all?
Masher.
No, I can't imagine if it's
except
still
in the context of potatoes.
Don't they use smash now for sex, right? We were smashing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd smash that. Yeah, I'd smash that.
I'd smash that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicate and lovely.
Yeah. It used to be for just us fatties, but now everybody says it.
Okay.
No, not all sex isn't for reproduction, so yeah, it can get ugly.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's get to our next letter,
Isabel.
All right, dear Allie. My brother and his wife do not like my girlfriend, and they told my parents if I bring her home for Christmas that they're not going to go.
Oh,
they have two babies, and my mom would be devastated if they didn't come. But it's really unfair to blackmail me like that. I want to bring her just to show them.
Yep.
They think she's trashy, but who are they to judge? What should I do?
To me, the answer is always the people who gave you the ultimatum, they are out. You remove them from the situation. Nobody who truly cares about you would give you such an ultimatum.
Yeah, that's pretty selfish. But what about, they would deprive the mom and the parents of the grandkids, too. So that's like, what the heck? Get over it.
Hey, Zelda, could you put down your Salems before you pick up the baby? Thanks.
I held you and I smoked 2 packs a day.
Yeah, I see. I burned the kid one time.
Yeah. That shut him up, though. Remembers. He learned to obey.
Right. Hey, I'm not ashing in his soft spot anymore.
It was convenient. Oh, this took a terrible turn. I blame myself. Yeah, Josh is right. The people who made the ultimatum, they're the ones ruining everything.
Yeah. How do you explain that to grandma and grandpa, though?
Hey, these people gave me an ultimatum. You just got to be, I think you'd be totally honest.
That's true.
And I bet they still go. Call their bluff. They're going to go. Yeah, they want their gifts.
I need to know how weird this girlfriend is.
Or, tell her to strap on the stilettos and come along.
I mean, what's
making an event?
Yeah,
yeah.
Put on her best dog collar and get over there.
Take the ball gag out when you eat, but otherwise,
yeah.
Oh,
that's sad. Sorry to hear that's happening.
Once again, our guest is Allie Breen, and I spell it because I want you to get letters to her. Allibreen here in the Bob and Tom program. What else have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend has a foot fetish, which I don't mind at all, and I totally love to play into. Mm. But he's gone into footies, which is basically handies, but with your feet.
Yeah.
So to do it, I have to basically face him, bend my legs Indian style, twist my back. It's just not sexy at all.
Yeah, sure.
It's not a better way to position this.
Right.
I got this one easy.
Oh, boy.
Track shoes. Yeah.
Wow.
Get a pair of.
Don't tell them about them. Yeah.
Vintage Tokyos.
They're
a nice blue from Adidas. Golf cleats would work.
No. Have him lay on the floor, and you can either sit on a chair or sit on the bed, and then you're just sitting properly with your feet dangling down.
I mean, there are many positions for an FJ, but you
there's a lingo FJ.
Oh, sure.
Is there a car, the FJ Cruiser?
It's got a very long back seat.
Yeah.
He may just want that one position though. It might feel the best for
really?
Him.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you should try dating a normal human.
No, wait a minute.
That's very judgy. Rough.
You know what? He brings up a good point. Why aren't more people normal?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. This guy's going to get a mean case of athlete's dick.
I'm going to be...
You got any Desinex for my crotch?
Gosh. I know that Tenactin is tough acting, but I don't know if it's good and...
As a wise man named Chick McGee once said, you know, for a lot of people, they have something called a specificity that is required for whatever it is. It's, I don't know, get used to it or move on.
I'm not what you would call a foot fetishist, but I've had my fair share of these and
what?
Not bad. I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. Would you like do you like him nice and calloused for that?
You've
stated many times.
For me,
you're a friction guy.
Josh. I prefer a freshly pettied person.
Please.
You should never upset
that. Why?
People love Josh because he's stupid enough to say all this stuff out loud.
His mom is never going to forget that.
Like I said, it's not like, I don't even know if it's in my top 8 or whatever of things to do.
You've got 8?
8!
Tom likes straight, heterosexual, missionary sex. In the dark.
That's it.
Pat, have you ever had one of these?
No.
It's not bad, man. Yeah. It's not a good, soft surface area.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would think one slip and she could crush a testicle.
Their mistakes can't be made.
Well, you know how you trial and error. Try again.
Right.
Keep trying. Yeah.
Allie, in the interest of saving our careers, do we have another letter?
No.
One more.
We do. All right. Dear Allie, am I crazy for thinking that my wife saying, if you want me, you can have me, has a very different meaning than I actually want you?
Read the beginning again.
If you want me, you can have me.
His wife says to him, if you want me, you can have me. But I think he wants her to say, like, I want you.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that very different?
What?
You never, I get this. Sometimes you have, a person you're in a relationship with will say things. They think they're being playful or sexy, right? Or whatever. But it's a different, it's almost like reading a text. Sometimes you... The tone isn't there. It's are you read into it.
Oh, I see.
They're saying something else.
So she's
try it out on me, Josh.
If you want me, you can have me.
I think the funeral's about to start.
Well, I'm just saying. So if you get bored in there,
or he's thinking she's saying, "Well, if you want me, you can have
right,
me."
Right. When really she's saying, like, "Hey, yeah, I'm all yours." Right. There's a chance. You just got to ask her to.
I think it's playful.
She's a damsel. She wants you to come and take her and whisk her away, basically.
Now, if she's, you got to listen to her inflections. Yeah. Well, if you want me, you can have me. Right. That's probably not as good.
not near as good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But it sounds like he wants to be whisked away. He wants her to actually be like, I want you right now.
Right,
you
know, right.
Let me have you.
Well, what if she doesn't?
So do you tell the person or you just try to let it naturally?
All I know is this can be better than the guy with the FJ.
All right.
You can, I told you. We're never
you're missing out. It's a whole universe of pleasure out there.
What the fuck? That's all sick, isn't it?
Josh's universe
sick,
of pleasure.
Sick, sick, sick.
Just saying.
Okay.
If you don't try all kinds of things?
High arches or flat feet? Does it matter?
Yeah, what part of the foot?
I'm pretty sure this is like, if not the number one, close to the number one fetish in the world.
It must be. And again, I wouldn't consider myself a fetishist because I don't need it. But when I've had it, it's pretty fun.
You ever had a stump job?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7.
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.